No, I haven't heard from Darren. It's 3:30 in the morning in the UK, and we expect to hear something, you know, once people are up and doing things in Bristol. I've spoken to Cricket Australia here in Australia, and you know, they've sent through a note saying that you know, Mickey Arthur has been relieved of his coaching position, and that they're going to have a press conference later tonight, Australian time, to discuss the coaching structure of the Australian team going forward.
So would you expect to be in touch with Darren or Cricket Australia before this press conference?
You know, if the outcome of that coaching structure has an impact on Queensland cricket, then I would expect that Cricket Australia would be in contact with us prior to that press conference.
How does it make you feel? How's the office feel today with all of this talk about your state coach and Big Bash coach apparently going to be given the Australian job in a few hours' time, yet you haven't heard from Cricket Australia as yet?
Well, you know, Cricket Australia, it is in the middle of the night over there, and I'm expecting that, you know, if you know, there are implications for Queensland cricket, that, you know, we'll get contacted by Cricket Australia. But as yet, you know, it's speculation as to whether what, you know, the proposed coaching structure for the Australian team is going to be.
For something as big as this, wouldn't you think a call at any time of day would be the right thing to do?
Oh, look, I expect so. And I know that, you know, Cricket Australia, we have a very close partnership with them. And you know, when the time's right, when they need to ring us, they'll give us a call.
And as far as Darren's credentials, what type of an impact has he made in his time with the Bulls?
Oh, look, from our perspective, Darren's involvement with the Bulls has been absolutely outstanding. You know, he's been instrumental in turning the culture around and galvanising a group of young players into a real team. You know, I suppose we don't have a team of stars, but we've got a star team. And a lot of that has been due to the influence of Darren on those players. And, you know, he's been critical, you know, for us in, you know, we've had a Shield win, we've been in a Shield final, we've won the Ryobi Cup, we've been, we've won the BBL, and going forward, you know, particularly for the Champions League later in the year, you know, he's a critical part of our preparation and our hopes for that team when they play in India.
And there's even reports, Richard, that Stuart Law has already been deemed a successor to Darren Lehman if he was to move to the Australian job, and Stuart Law would come back and coach Queensland. What's your reaction to those reports?
Oh, look, at the moment, I think that's just speculation. You know, Stuart Law is a fantastic cricketer, and he's a great coach. He's been working with Cricket Australia over a number of years in coaching roles, and, you know, the feedback I've had, he's been doing an outstanding job. And but as for him, you know, stepping into the Queensland coaching role, you know, we're not even considering that, because, you know, Darren's still our coach, and, you know, we haven't had any discussions with Cricket Australia as yet.